good morning, Captain America. Oh, sorry. I mean, Steve. You keep telling me to call you that because of our, background together. And I know I should remember that by now, but, I should probably also remember not to get too involved with one of my patients. Test subjects. That is the preferred phrasing here. Oh, they made me take the day off yesterday. I hate taking days off, but that's human resources for you. Believe it or not, Hydra does try to keep morale up and keep from overworking their people. Most of the time, anyway. But they assured me that no one would be assigned my responsibilities on my day off. No one did they? I wouldn't want them to interfere with what we have, I have going on here. Oh, good. So, that means that you'll probably have an especially healthy sample for me today. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not that you don't have an extremely healthy sample every time, in every definition of the word, actually. Not just in terms of volume, viability, and oh, sorry. babbling again. And you're just sitting there with that annoying, panty-drenching grin on your stupidly handsome face. Well, I've gotten wise to your ways, mister. I've taken precautions against that kind of thing. I decided not to wear panties to these sessions anymore. And in case you don't believe me, I'll give you a peek. There, you see? Satisfied? Oh, it looks like they didn't give you a shave yesterday. Well, that won't do. You can't be the clean-cut American hero with over a day's worth of stubble, can you? I think we have time to fancy you up a little. I actually persuaded them that the extraction sessions needed some extra time, so they added on 15 minutes to each one. Purely for convenience, I'll sit on your lap while we do this. But sideways, not like when we extract. So it's okay if you find your body reacting to me being sitting on your... Oh, you've reacted already. Is that from me just being here? Oh, maybe you've developed some kind of Pavlovian response to my being present due to the stimulus I provide later. Lots and lots of stimulus. So I'll just apply the shaving cream, even though I guess you'd be okay without it, but it will make things easier. And I do find the smell pleasant. Now, try to hold still while I shave you. Please, try to stop wiggling yourself against my hip like that. Oh, right. You're holding still. I guess it was me who has been shifting around a little bit. Okay, there we go. This is looking much better, yes. Nice and smooth, just like that voice of yours. Ah, perfect. Now, let me just wipe your face off with this towel. Yes. nice and smooth skin stretched over that strong chin and prominent cheekbones. Well, since you're obviously ready at this point, we should just move ahead to the extraction. I imagine you know exactly what to expect after 3 weeks of this, although I've decided that we can skip the lubrication part. Artificial, that is. It might contaminate the sample. I took steps before I came here to ensure that we could get by without using any lubrication. So let me just help you free yourself from that part of your uniform. See, I've become far less nervous about this part and the upcoming part. I think it's because I realize that this is an entirely scientific and medically necessary procedure. I don't even need the mask or the goggles anymore to reassure myself. Any trembling you see on my part as I move around a little is probably explained by the cold air on my body as I lift my skirt and straddle you. And now let me just lower myself a little onto your... I told you that fake lubrication wouldn't be necessary. I'm quite sufficiently prepared for the task, and I'm becoming quite skilled at this extraction as well. I imagine that we probably could complete it in just a minute, if it wouldn't be irresponsible to rush things so much, because you know that is how errors creep into research. And I'm nothing if not professional. At least I thought I was. But you're making it so hard. So very, very hard, Steve. If you weren't so naive, I think you planned on all of this, on making me fall for you. So hard that I hacked into the system to get the codes for your shackles. I can free you, Steve, at least from this room. The rest is up to you. But there's two conditions. And what are they? First, you have to take me with you. I don't want to work for Hydra anymore, Steve. And and the second, you have to finish making love to me, even after I unshackle you, because there's just so many reasons that this probably could be the last time. But I know you now from being around you and researching you. And I know if I make you promise, you will keep your word as best you can. So please, please promise me, Steve. Promise me that you'll finish making love with me after I unshackle you, and then you'll take me with you.
And do you promise? Yeah? Oh, thank you. Okay, okay. Sorry. I need to hold still for a minute while I enter the codes. I just need to lean back a little to reach. And... Oh my gosh. Oh, I must have reached too far, but... You caught me. The first time your hands have actually touched me. Your reflexes are so admirable. Oh, yes. Oh, God, Steve. Oh, I was afraid you wouldn't keep your word. Oh, but you are. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, keep making love to me. Oh, please keep touching me. Oh, with those strong, super whole, super soldier hands. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, those hands that are on my face and those fingers that are touching my lips and Oh, Steve. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, Steve. Oh, yes. Oh, thrust up into me. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't think this... could feel any better than it already was, but with your hands roaming all over me and squeezing my you like squeezing my ass. Oh yes, Steve. Good. Oh my god. God. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me with that all American body. Oh god, Steve, yes. Yeah. God. Oh god, yes. Yes, Steve. Oh yeah, place your hands on my breasts and squeeze my nipples, Steve. Oh that's perfect. Oh that's perfect. Oh my gosh. Oh god, Steve, yes. Oh, do you feel that? Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, please. Oh, come with me. Oh, give me another sample. Please. Give me another sample of that. That perfect seed. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yes. Oh, come inside me. Keeping one of your promises, Steve. Oh. Now please help me make the other one happen. Please get me out of here with you. Yeah? Okay, follow me. If I've timed this right, the guard will be sneaking away to get his coffee right now. And then it's just across the hall to get your shield. So, let me just open the door and we can't...
Sonst kannst du ja nicht weiterleben.
Oh. You're supposed to be getting coffee. Oh. shot me. He shot me before you took him down. That was foolish of me to step in the way. You probably could have dodged the bullet, or it might have bounced off of you. But before I die, I just want to be kissed by you. Just one more time, please. Romantically, like you'd kiss the woman you love with all your heart. Please, Steve. Thank you, Steve. I will treasure that for all my life. Which will hopefully be many, many years. Help me up, Steve. We can go get your shield and get out of here now. That's just a flesh wound. It was a small caliber weapon, and it barely broke the skin. See? It's healing already. Yes. Well, it turns out that apparently your semen does contain large concentrations of super soldier serum. Enough that some of it has made its way into my bloodstream. I've been effectively dosing on it 3 times a day for the last 3 weeks. And I may have also injected myself with a little more serum I extracted from the samples before I destroyed them this morning. I'm afraid the effects are probably just temporary, but it was certainly good enough to allow me to take a bullet. I kind of had to in order to trick you into giving me a kiss like that. Oh, Steve, you didn't need to do that, but I'm so glad you did. But there will be more time for kissing and extraction later. Are you ready to fight our way out? For today, at least, you have a new sidekick. And anything beyond that is up to you.